Coventry in Warwickshire.
28 past five. Good afternoon, I'm Graham Mack. Well, it employs more than 1,000 people, brings millions into the local economy, and for the first time, the computer games industry in and around Leamington is the subject of a new exhibition. It's called Backspace. It's designed to look at the last three decades and forward to the next 30 years. Natalie Griffith is one of the organisers. Good afternoon, Natalie. What's the one thing you want to get out of this this exhibition?
I guess the most important thing we want to get out is for people in Leamington and the surrounding areas to kind of really appreciate the scale and the scope of the industry in the area. It's been an incredibly important sector for quite some time, and it's, you know, we'd like all the games companies that work here are really proud to be in Leam, but we'd like Leamington to be proud of them being here.
Why did it happen in Leamington Spa?
It's kind of one of those kind of weird coincidences. Back in the early 80s, the Darling Brothers established Game Masters. Came up here, and the Oliver twins, who then went on to form Blitz Game Studios, so they're sort of two of the biggest studios these days in the town, they just happened to base here. And I think because it all kind of kicked off around that, and the people that came here to work for them really liked the area, people have just stayed. So as people have drifted away and set up their own studios, they've all, you know, chosen to stay in the town, so it's just thrived and thrived.
And what's in the exhibition?
Well, the exhibition itself is a centrepiece of a broader festival. But the exhibition tells the story of the sort of the last 30 or so years in Leamington, where the games industry came from, where it's got to now. And the important thing we wanted to do was sort of celebrate the past, present and future, really. So the exhibition kind of tells that story. It sets the scene. It allows people to see some of the stuff that's out now. And then the broader events going on elsewhere in the festival, getting to see the potential of it in the future.
Plenty of hands-on stuff? You can play some games?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we've got three or four things playable in the... Excuse me, in the actual exhibition space. But we've also got a games trail, our Leamington Sparkade, we're calling it, across town. So we've got half a dozen of the most recently produced games on everything from kind of Xbox to PC to iPad, all in custom-built arcade cabinets in retail outlets across the town. So we have a kind of challenge on for people to go and play each game and collect a sticker for each one, and then if they bring it back to the exhibition, we're going to do a draw at the end to win loads of prizes.
Is it unusual that you're in charge of this, considering you're a girl?
That stereotype is kind of gradually waning, frankly.
Well, is it the stereotype?
I've worked in games in Leamington for the best part of 23 years. And, you know, there's an increasing number of girls in the industry. I mean, it's true that we absolutely need to attract more. And I'm hoping that's something that can come out in our careers evening next week. Warwickshire College are kindly hosting an evening for us next week. And we've got several girls on the panel there. And we're really hoping that we can encourage girls to embrace it and involved in the industry.
Good stuff. Natalie Griffith, one of the organisers of Backspace.